podcasting now.
Received this note probably a couple of weeks ago, and we knew that eventually we would talk about this, and now we must today. This is from Steph. She writes, Dom, Emily, and Jeremy, I'm 35. After sitting on the sidelines for a year after my divorce, I started dating again and met an interesting younger guy. He's 26.
Hell yeah.
You go, girl.
She writes, so I feel like I'm robbing the cradle, but we have a great time.
Isn't it fun?
She writes, but I have a question for you guys. Am I just so out of the loop at age 35? Or have things changed that much since I last dated? During our intimate times, and yes, you know what I'm talking about, his phone will ding with a text or another message, maybe it's a tweet, and he'll actually glance at it on the nightstand. During our, quote, special time.
No.
Freaking freak.
All right.
She writes, at first I was just shocked and didn't say anything, but it's now happened two more times. The thing is, the sex with him is pretty spectacular, and I don't want to jeopardize that, but really? Looking at a text, my question is this just the new reality for 20-somethings?
I really hope not.
It's funny because this actually was an episode on The Doctors the other day, which I had on in the afternoon, and the same type of thing. Young couples now, their sex lives are being ruined because they can't put their phone down at any time, and including the freaky freak.
Wow.
Now, I have to say, I might be guilty of this.
Shut your face.
You might or you are.
I is.
Because your sweet wife.
Let me crack open the door to my bedroom just a little bit. Okay. Naked. I will tell you right now that the iPhone is the perfect device for mood lighting. So kill the lights in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Turn on your phone and just leave it on and kick the brightness up. It puts a nice little glow in the bedroom, enough glow to see what's going on, but yet not enough light. You know, it covers your flaws.
Something like the Aiden filter on Instagram.
Something immediately springs to mind with me is that my phone will stay lit up like that for about 15 seconds. Is that all you need?
That's what, shut up.
What an ass.
I mean, it goes dark in 15
right.
seconds.
Right. Yes.
He makes an excellent point, Jeremy.
Thanks. Yeah. No. I have it set so the light stays on so it doesn't time out and go back, you know, to black. Back to black. It stays lit up. And yes, you know, you see things pop up on the screen. You see a text message pop up and you will glance and you will maybe read it. Maybe catch that Facebook post.
Oh, my God.
Is that bad?
Oh, my God. It's good
lighting.
I need to speak for all my lady friends that is so beeping insulting. I am with a younger man. I am with a man who is at the same age as this dude that poor Steph is with. And if he got anywhere near his phone during the boom boom, I would shove him off me and kick him out.
Really?
Well, okay.
She says it's great, though. The SEX is great.
The words she used were pretty spectacular.
Yeah, so it throws you off for a couple seconds.
After
really?
He
cares?
Tweets, man, guess what I'm doing right
Hashtag
now?
Hashtag getting it on.
That is not okay.
I will tell you, it's only happened to me once.
Oh, my God.
To me from this. So this is a woman. It's not just guys doing it. Women do it, too. And this was a girlfriend a few years ago who it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. And there was action and her phone dinged or whatever. But she said, I'm so sorry. She goes, I've got to check that. It might be something important to go out this late. It could be, you know, something with my family or something like that.
Nothing good does happen past midnight.
Hi, you want to know what it was?
Oh my God, what?
It was another guy texting her.
Oh!
Did London Bridge fall down?
Somebody who I guess, somebody she hadn't seen in a long time, and he was just like, he had
booty
no
calling her.
It was her dad. He was just shooting her a text. Hey, what's going on?
I get that, you know, if you have kids and you're right, like, oh my, there's got to be something wrong. But look, you put it in a drawer, you finish it up, you light a candle, Jeremy, with your mood lighting.
No, I'm telling you, try it.
Try
it's
a
fantastic.
Candle.
Okay, her question is this just the new reality for 20-somethings? Therefore,
everybody's
our lines
doing it.
Are open right now. The Now Heating and Air Mix Contest line, 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. And I want only 20-somethings to call right now and answer her question.
Is this a thing?
Oh my God, please tell me it has not happened.
Yeah, and call and tell us if this is happening or not, or if you're guilty of it. You got to call now if you're a 20-something and sound off. 303.
Even if you are getting busy right now, call us, all right?
And so we said only 20-somethings may call on this topic, and here's Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
What do you know about this?
Okay, so mine didn't happen when we were actually doing anything. Mine actually happened right before we were. I was staying at his house, and because we live apart. We're not together anymore, but we lived apart, and, you know, we're kind of laying there, and I thought I'd be cute. He was kind of ignoring me on his phone a lot, and I was like, okay, well, obviously he's not doing anything. So I literally was laying in bed completely naked. We start kissing. Things start happening, and then he starts getting emails.
Oh,
and he
God.
Literally stops, checks his email. Mm. I was like, did this actually just happen? And I kind of let it go. I thought maybe it was a one-time thing. Then he got a text message, stopped, did it again. And I actually said something this time, and I said, like, listen, like, what are you doing? Like, this is not okay.
Yeah, his priorities are certainly not correct.
Right? Like, is he a doctor? Were lives on the line?
It's a fair question, Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, we literally got into a huge fight about it. It was at a point where, I mean, I was just, like, so heartbroken. And I actually didn't know who he was texting. I'm like, who in the world could you be texting right now? That's more important than your girlfriend.
Look, I think the bottom line of all this, Lindsay, is that you said he's now an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, we did. We got into a huge fight about it. Yeah, and the next day we tried to talk about it. And he was always on his phone, though, like, constantly. We'd be at breakfast, he'd be on his phone.
All right, well, listen, we gotta
run. I'm glad you dumped him.
Yeah, good girl.
Good for you. Find a guy who pays attention to you, Lindsay.
You, I will.
Stay naked.
Stay naked.
Stay naked, my friend.
As often as possible.
Oh, please.
Here's Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
What do you know about this? You're a 20-something. What do you say?
I am. I'm a 23-year-old, and I just could not imagine. It's never happened to me, but if it did happen to me, I would feel so insulted, and I would probably tell a guy to screw off and figure out where his priorities lie, just like you said to Lindsay, because that is absurd. I myself, when I'm with my current significant other, we turn our phones off. Like, we're together, and we're with each other.
Atta girl.
To be with each other.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just cannot imagine.
Like, I'm telling you, though, try the lighting trick. Just leave it on and just use it for light.
Don't listen to him.
Even with the lighting. Get some candles.
No, it's beautiful. It's your. It makes your skin so smooth and
candles,
silky soft.
Candles. Rebecca, have a great day.
Thanks, you all.
Or how about this, you prude? Keep the lights on, huh?
No, oh, God,
huh?
No.
Huh?
Oh, God,
yeah.
No.
In case she wants to do dot-to-dot with all your nipples. Connect the
dots. Oh, God.
Here's Becky. Hi, Becky.
Hi, good morning.
You're 22 years old?
Yes, I am.
And what do you say? So should Steph be worried that this is a new thing?
She should be worried. I don't care how old you are. You should never be texting or checking a tweet or Facebook post when you're with somebody that you're special to
although
you,
know,
you,
know, you know, playing devil's advocate, Becky, it is fantasy football season, and you never know who's scoring while you're scoring.
Touchdown!
You know, me and my boyfriend always say, if it's not appropriate time to do a crossword puzzle, it's not an appropriate time to have your phone out.
That's what you say, huh?
You always say that?
That's a nice one. Becky, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I'd be more insulted if Nicole had a crossword puzzle out doing that.
Again?
She's like, I need a five-letter word that starts with B. Oh, boring.
Oh.
Here's Jordan. Hi, Jordan.
Hello.
Wait, that's six letters.
I know. I was counting.
That's how bad it was. Man. What do you think, Jordan?
I totally agree with all of these. I would not put up with it one single bit. It hasn't happened to me yet, but I will say that there should be a certain amount of time afterwards, before you go to the phone, too, it should just be like, oh, I'm done, and hey, thanks, babe. I'm gonna
a buffer zone.
Right.
You gotta tell everybody on Facebook what you just did, though.
It should be about, what do we think the time is? That's
30 minutes?
20 to 30 minutes? What do you think, Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be generous and say 15, but at least, like, let me go to the bathroom or something, and then you can turn over.
You're worth more than that, girl. Give it a little longer.
Can we all admit that during that break time to the restroom, there is a check?
He's already on there, yeah.
Jordan, have a great day.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
But it's my turn in Words with Friends.
Time quickly for one more. It's Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
What can you tell us?
Well, I think that she shouldn't be having to deal with that. I'm 22. My boyfriend's 23. And our home could be burning down. Nothing would interrupt us.
Oh! That is some sweet loving right there.
Nice. Wow.
Nothing?
I bet it feels like nothing. The house our is burning
down. Stay in a different room.
Oh, I'm jealous.
That's pretty much all we've heard from everybody. So
don't do it.
Good for you, Nicole. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
You know, firemen are beautiful. You should try to set your house on fire while you're doing it.
You know, just to make Steph feel better, who wrote us the note, it was unanimous that you do not have, it is not a thing. It always has been a rude thing, and it's still a rude thing. Fair enough?
Fair enough. Yes. I'll stop too.